Blog Talk Radio.
You know how we do it. Back at it again for another nonstop hour of fantasy football talking. You know how we do it. I'm your host, Rick Saratella. Breaking it down for the people now. I want to give a big shout out to all our chat room peeps. We got Big Tech, Days to Confuse, G Money, Go Bronx, Jay Breen, Mac Fizzo, Mark SD, Tub, and of course, the Fantasy Taz. Holding it down on the big show, the chat room. And yes, it is going to be RIC in the place to be, flying solo today. So I got my cough drops ready. I got my hot coffee ready. I got my game notes ready. And it's game day, baby. So let's get that polish ready and do the damn thing like we always do. All right? I got a lot of good nuggets for you. Little bit of different format this year. We got a little bit of a freestyle show going on. We're going to break down position by position. And, of course, we're always taking your questions in the chat and on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. Some questions on Twitter I'll get to in a moment. We'll attack the chat room first. But we're going to get the party started again, and we'll jump right into it. Of course, like I said, right over to the chat room, can't make the club in the tub. Wants to know about Vincent Jackson. And, you know, if you watch this game against the Giants, which was last week, it feels like 2 weeks ago because the Giants played on Wednesday, and we'll talk about all that good stuff, Ramses Barden and Andre Brown and all that in a minute. But in the club, in the tub, can't make the club in the tub, wants to know, Vincent Jackson for the rest of the way, what's he going to do? You know, I'm looking at anywhere between 6 to 8 catches a game. Got to take advantage of him in terms of matchups, but you know, in anything more than a 12-team league, you're probably playing Vincent Jackson every week. I know I've got him on a team. I think I might have got burnt last week by not playing him. And those of you who did not play Hakeem Nicks last week, you know, like I said, I'll never blame you for starting Hakeem Nicks. Hopefully you did. He had a hell of a day. And you know what? Otherwise, I think we did pretty good last week in getting a step closer to the fantasy football championship here. 2 weeks down, 15 weeks to go, depending on what type of format you're in. So that's my take on Vincent Jackson. I'm going to try to get caught up on some chat room questions before we dive over to Twitter. Good to see the chat room filling up. By the way, just a reminder, at the end of the show, we're going nonstop here till 11 o'clock, followed by the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. The Fantasy Sports Channel is back in effect thanks to our good friend Greg Kellogg. So special thanks to Greg Kellogg for making that happen. So if you just type in thefantasysportschannel.com, you can listen nonstop throughout and just carry right over. So Fantasy Sports Channel is back. Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show follows us at 11 a.m. And we're going to break it down for the people now till the next 55 minutes or so, nonstop, commercial-free. You know how we do it. Big Tech in the chat room offered Matt Ryan and Dennis Peter for Jimmy Graham. I have Scam as my quarterback, like it or hate it. I'm not trading Jimmy Graham, no siree. I know Matt Ryan looks good this year, but he's not an elite. He's not elite yet. I don't think he's an elite NFL quarterback or an elite fantasy football quarterback just yet. So I'm not trading Jimmy Graham because Jimmy Graham is the man. Looks like we got a little note from Taz here that Torrey Smith not expected to play tonight. Of course, we'll monitor that. All the other injuries that come down the wire as the show moves on. So bad news for Torrey Smith owners, who I believe is becoming one of the best deep threats in the game, along with Jersey Joe Flacco and that cannon arm. Brandon Lloyd. You know, Brandon Lloyd is questionable. I think he's going to play, but, you know, as far as what I've been hearing, Brandon Lloyd is questionable. So, you know, he's got that thigh injury. That's one to monitor, but, you know, he is playing in a night game. I can tell you that Kellen Winslow will be active. What that means, I don't know. Maybe they're bracing themselves for not having Brandon Lloyd at full strength, but Kellen Winslow just signed off the street. Is going to be active tonight against Baltimore in that AFC Championship rematch. Taz says Lloyd is going to play, so I appreciate that, holding down the chat room. Good to see you guys in the chat room. Got all our party people in there. And I will get over to the Twitter questions in a second. Should I start Michael Bush or Jamal Charles? Football Nuts wants to know. And I'm going to tell you like this. I'm all with Michael Bush this week. Okay, because first of all, Jamal Charles is a little dinged up. I think Peyton Hillis, I actually prefer Peyton Hillis to Jamal Charles this week personally. And let me also tell you something. Michael Bush signed a one-year deal, okay, with the Chicago Bears, and this is his audition. This is his chance to earn a big payday come free agency. He has this little tryout here while Forte is injured. Michael Bush has a little 3 or 4 game window to prove to other 31 teams that he is a starting running back in this league because he signed a 1 year deal. So he is looking for a payday here. And if that's not a motivator, then that's the biggest motivator there is in the NFL, baby. So I got to tell you something. Michael Bush is looking awfully, awfully good this week. I'm a big Michael Bush fan this week. Again, he's playing for a contract. He's looking to prove to 31 other clubs that he is a starting running back so he can earn a new contract come this offseason. And against St. Louis, you know, big things could happen. in trouble at wide receiver, non-PPR, I have Macklin, Freddie Jackson, and Pierre Garçon. Woof, you're paying a visit to the hospital, my friend. Any waiver wire suggestions would be appreciated. Well, you know, I'm going to be breaking down position by position. I'll get into them. I don't want to give them all away right now, but I definitely do have some good waiver wire suggestions. Hopefully you can hang on for the rest of the show. If not, drop me an email, ric@nfldraftbible.com, and I'll send them over to you. But if you're in for the long haul, baby, I will cover all those guys, believe me. Just another quick note, too. We do have the NFL Draft Bible Big Board. It has not gone public. If you want a free copy, I'll be happy to send one to you. We got about 2,000 players ranked, rated for 2013 NFL Draft and beyond. So 2,000 players rated, put a lot of my time, life, energy, blood, sweat, and tears into it. So if you want a copy, drop me a line, ric@nfldraftbible.com. Dazed and Confused, good to see you, brother. Need one in a non-PPR, Beanie Wells, Sean Green, or Ryan Matthews. Okay, these are three guys I really don't like too much. Ryan Matthews returns, is expected to be ready to go, lock and reloaded, but it's a little foggy in San Diego. I mean, you know, I know Curtis Brinkley's a little dinged up. We saw the Jackie Battle sighting last week. So I think Jackie Battle ran so hard, he earned at least 5 to 10 touches today, no matter how many times Matthews gets the rock. Sean Green, I don't like at all. I think the Jets are going to increase Bilal Powell as the season goes on. And John Connor, the Terminator, also not playing, I think hurts a little bit. Dustin Keller not playing hurts a little bit. And Miami always plays the Jets tough. So with that being said, I'm going to certify and approve a player that I really do, and that's Beanie Wells. Okay, you know, you saw the quotes from Ryan Williams earlier this week about his knee injury and how it's kind of held him back, and he hasn't been going 100%, and it has been affecting his play. So I'm going to go Beanie Wells over Sean Green or Ryan Matthews for the week number 3 holiday. Go Bronx, needs one running back. Non-PPR, Kevin Smith, Peyton Hillis, Dexter McCluster, Jacquizz Rodgers, Chris Redman. You know, here's the deal with this. Kevin Smith, I can't trust. Dexter McCluster's questionable himself. I think he'll play, but he's a little banged up. Jacquizz Rodgers, as much as I love him as a player, the Falcons have not been using him as they so-called plan to, so I don't like that. And I actually value Jonathan Dwyer over Isaac Redman. So, again, I'm going to go back to Peyton Hillis where I said, you know, you got Jamaal Charles banged up. You got Dexter McCluster banged up. I like Peyton Hillis and his goal line value. So I'm going to value Peyton Hillis here without a doubt. Keeping it moving. Michael LeSure, is he worth the flex? Big Tex, you know, only time will tell. You know, this is my take on the Detroit Lions situation. There are a bunch of, you know, you ever see, you remember the group back in the 90s, the Insane Clown Posse? These guys are three jokers. You know, they're like three clowns. And Kevin Smith, Michael LeSure, Javid Best, these guys are jokesters. So I don't want any one of them on my team. In fact, I think they'll all get injured by the time the season's all said and done. And Jokey Bell, yeah, my boy Jokey Bell, I know you saw a 69-yard touchdown catch last week. Jokey Bell will prevail as time goes on. I'm not a Michael LeSure believer. I think he's in line for about 15 touches today. So depending on how deep your league is, not sure if it's worth it to you, not worth it to me. Peyton Hillis or PT Cruiser? You know, that's a tough question because, you know, New Orleans Saints have a very favorable matchup against the Chiefs. Chiefs run defense, not that good. But again, I'm going to toot that Peyton Hillis train a little bit today. I like Peyton Hillis. I think he finds at least one touchdown, at least 80 yards rushing. I am a Peyton Hillis believer this week. Danny Amendola or Lance Moore? Well, you know, you were asking me about some waiver wire suggestions. I believe Lance Moore would be one of them if he is available. Maybe in shallow leagues, maybe not so much deeper leagues. But this is a PPR league, Football Nuts. So what's that tell you? If you watched last week, Danny Amendola did his thing. So, you know, I don't know how you put a guy that just had 15 catches last week on the bench. No matter how much upside Lance Moore has, I know Colston is banged up. Colston said he's going to play, probably going to be limited, making Lance Moore very appealing. But Danny Amendola is Sam Bradford's go-to guy right now, and I got to play the red hot. I'm not going to put a guy on the bench coming off a 15-catch week. Danny Amendola over Lance Moore in my book. All right, had to get a sip of coffee in for all my party people. Appreciate it. Flying solo today, you know, the good Reverend Ralph Mancini and Ross Adamus, Ross Mandel, they have a hard schedule this season, conflicting schedule. So if they can get in on the show, they will be throughout the season. But you might get stuck with me for the rest of the season, and that's just how it's going to be. So breaking it down for you now, we got about 10 minutes down, 50 minutes to go. I'm here for all the party people. Non-PPR, Antonio Gates or Jason Witten? Witten, you know, is always going to be Romo's go-to guy. So, you know, it's hard. There's not very many options better than Jason Witten, in my opinion. This is not the Antonio Gates of yesteryear. I know he is back. He's expected to play. Could be limited with that ribs injury. Dante Rosario, you saw him fill in wonderfully. You know, how many people had Dante Rosario in their starting lineup last week? If you did, you were banging him like the Bada Bing Club. Bada bing, bada boom. Three touchdowns last week filling in for Antonio Gates, but he triggered some kind of calf injury. So they're both kind of banged up a little bit. I know Jason Witten is getting healthier as the week goes on. The weeks go on, and I'm going to go Jason Witten over Antonio Gates. Hankerson or Randall Cobb, you know, I think I'm not a believer on Randall Cobb just yet. I like his triple play threat ability, being able to run the ball, run some wild cat, throw the ball. If you saw at Kentucky, he had about 15 touchdown passes running the wildcat. So I just don't see the Packers using him like that. I don't see Aaron Rodgers coming off the field for stuff like that. And Leonard Hankerson probably going to get the start with Pierre Garçon not expecting to play. So I like Leonard Hankerson over Randall Cobb. And then Alfred Morris or Peyton Hillis, you know, non-PPR. As much as I like Peyton Hillis, I got to go Alfred Morris here. You know, they love this guy. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the quotes this week coming out of Kyle Shanahan's mouth. You know, Alfred Morris pulled out the Terrell Davis card on you. You know, yeah, he did it. He compared Alfred Morris to Terrell Davis. So that tells you all you need to know about that. Plus, Cincinnati Bengals are allowing the league worst. 5.5 yards per carry. What? Yeah, 5.5 yards per carry. Thank you very much. I'll take Alfred Morris. No, that's not a coin flip, Tub. That's a must do. Alfred Morris is going to be one of the most solid fantasy football plays at running back in week number 3. Holiday, mark it down right now, baby. Dazed and Confused, non-PPR, Malcolm Floyd or Wes Welker. Woo! That's an interesting one, huh? Well, you know what? Just when you think he's down and out, I might consider Wes Welker here. If you can get Julian Edelman, if he's still available, I like Julian Edelman better than the both of them. But gun to my head, with Lloyd possibly limited, with the tight end Hernandez out, you know, I think Wes Welker could have a role here. And you know what? As much as I think he's played like 59% of the snaps last week, well, guess what? They lost. And New England needs to win this game against Baltimore. This is a big game. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if Wes Welker is going to stay on this team. I could see him getting traded. But for the time being, I'm going to go Wes Welker over Malcolm Floyd, although that's probably the closest question that we've had today. Rick Saratella in the place to be, taking it to 11 o'clock, followed by the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. So big shout-out to Fantasy Taz holding down the chat room. Good to have him back. Good to see all my chat room party people. And I also want to thank Greg Kellogg once again for making the Fantasy Sports Channel happen. That's the, T-H-E, fantasysportschannel.com, 24/7 fantasy football chatter. Okay? Defense and special teams, Seattle, Atlanta, Detroit, and Arizona. Seattle, Atlanta, Detroit, and Arizona. Well, I don't like Arizona. I don't like Seattle against the Packers, even though, you know, I heard Matt Flynn did quite a heck of a job mimicking Aaron Rodgers in on the practice squad for Seattle. So, you know, those of you with Aaron Rodgers, you know, don't forget they have Matt Flynn as their secret intelligence weapon there in Seattle for Monday Night Football. So that takes two teams out of the mix. Process of elimination here, right? Detroit or Atlanta? Well, I love Detroit because they're playing Tennessee, and Jake Locker looks like a locker mess. You know, remember in high school, your locker was just a mess? Well, that's how Jake looks right about now. And, yeah, I know Kenny Britt's coming back. He came back last week, and Nate Washington's going to be full strength. And they have Kendall Wright, and they have Damian Williams. But Chris Johnson, CJ2K, you know, there was some talk about should we start him last week, and it was only week number 2. You could officially put him on the bench now because this guy is just a waste of time. He's not going to do a whole heck of a lot against Detroit anyway. Detroit will stack the box, and Jake Locker will fail again. So I see a lot of turnovers in the Detroit Lions' future for the week number 3 holiday. I'm going to go Detroit over there. Need one for flex. Brown from the Colts or Stephen Finley? Really? Raymond Anderson, come on now. Stephen Finley? I'll take Donald Brown. Thank you very much. You know, is that the kid from Baylor, the running back from Baylor? Really? I don't think he's in the league, my friend. Mac Bizzo in the house needs one. Half a point for PPR, Reggie Cobb, Kenny Britt, Wes Welker. And, you know, I like Kenny Britt here because I think he has the most upside. again, until the Packers show me something with Randall Cobb, you're just playing him based off of potential. Wes Welker, it's a murky situation. I just broke it down for you. Whereas Kenny Britt should get the full throttle, you know, 40 snaps this week. You know, Kenny Britt, I like more than Wes Welker and Randall Cobb this week, even though he's got the Hurt Locker thrown to him. Easy E, 902. Okay, West Coast representative. Donald Brown or Michael LeSure. And I'm going to go Donald Brown versus Jacksonville because LeSure, this guy hasn't played in, what, a year? You're just going to throw him in the lineup? Come on, man. Go Donald Brown against Jacksonville, who also has struggled against the run so far early on in the NFL season. Justin Blackmon being dropped all over the place, worth a pickup? Big Tex, I would say yes. Why not? I mean, let's take a look at the situation here. Jacksonville loves to collect mediocre wide receivers. Justin Blackmon is not a mediocre wide receiver. Justin Blackmon is a special talent. And once he puts it together, he will be a valuable, you know, bye week fill-in, injury replacement, flex type option. Maybe not right now, but if you have a bench spot, worth stashing on your bench for sure. And I'm going to give you another guy at the end of the show or when we break down the wide receivers in just a little while here. D. Thomas or Dez Bryant? You know, maybe I'm having a brain fart on D. Thomas. Refresh my memory. Raymond Anderson, you're pulling the cat out of the hat today, baby. Alfred Morris or Antonio Brown / Mike Wallace? You know, Oakland secondary, not that good right now, but I just told you, the Cincinnati Bengals allowing 5.5 yards per carry on the ground. So have to give you Alfred Morris hands down. Big Tex, going to church. I'll try to get you some sleepers in, my friend. I'm going to head over to some positional breakdowns in just a second. Matt Ryan or RG3 in the place to be. Yeah, welcome to the NFL. This ain't the Big 12, my friend. RG3 last week coming to the NFL. Steven Jackson putting him in his place. Let's see, Matt Ryan has the Chargers, and RG3 has St. Louis. Washington is playing Cincinnati. So, you know, I got to be honest here. I don't think Washington wins the game. I think Atlanta does win their game. So I'm going to have to disagree with Chaz in the chat room here. I'm going to go Matt Ryan over RG3 this week. G-Money in the house. Always good to see G-Money. Holla. Miles Austin or Dwayne Bowe. What do you know? Well, I know that the Kansas City Chiefs offense did not look that great last week. So I'm going to go Miles Austin with the Cowboys and a big win and Big D. Miles Austin over Dwayne Bowe in a PPR. You know, Matt Castle sprays the ball around. Jonathan Baldwin, you saw him increased role last week, 3 catches, getting in on the scene in Kansas City. So I like Miles Austin over Dwayne Bowe. Pittsburgh Steelers defense or Philadelphia Eagles defense? You know, the Eagles against the Cardinals is very enticing. And I think if anybody knows Kevin Cobb better than Kevin Cobb, it's Andy Reid. So I would have to go with the Eagles here myself. Kendall Hunter or Darrell Richardson in a deep roster flex? I'm going to go D. Rich. Why not? What is Kendall Hunter going to do? Not much of a whole heck of a lot. So Steven Jackson, you know, we saw, first of all, Darrell Richardson right now is running the ball harder than Steven Jackson, deserves to play over Steven Jackson. And I think if Steven Jackson tweaks or fumbles or has a bad game, I think Darrell Richardson is right in there to pick up where he left off last week. I'm going Darrell Richardson all the way. Antonio Gates or Brent Seelig this week? Are you nuts? I'm going Seelig. You know, Rory OG. I'm with you, baby. Brent Seelig is a nice play this week. Antonio Gates, I don't know what I'm getting out of him. Like I said, this ain't yesteryear, so I'm going Seelig over Antonio Gates. Yeah, I said it. Non-PPR, Reggie Wayne, Percy Harvin, Denarius Moore. Denarius Moore, too much of a question mark for me. I like Reggie Wayne. I like Percy Harvin. Which one has a better matchup? You know, they both look good. I'm going to go with the more consistent one here in Reggie Wayne. I think Percy Harvin has a lot of upside, but I think San Francisco's defense is too good and on a team that just doesn't have enough weapons. You know, the 49ers could concentrate on Percy Harvin, shut him down. Indianapolis, Reggie Wayne, good for 7 or 8 catches and a touchdown. And that brings me into one of my roster stashes, Big Tex. I know you got to get over to church, baby, drink some Jesus juice. So, Jerome Simpson, this is the final week he is serving his suspension. So, at some point of the season, Percy Harvin will be hurt, whether it's a leg injury, whether it's a migraine headache. He will miss some time at some point in the season. Jerome Simpson, one of the most undervalued plays right now because he had that suspension, 3-game suspension. Pick him up now before the other owners don't. Stash him on your bench. He will pay dividends later on in the season at some point in time. So Jerome Simpson, there's a guy to stash on your bench. Need to sit one, Doug Martin, Adrian Peterson, Reggie Bush, or the law firm. Well, Bernard Scott's coming back this week for the Bengals. He's going to probably eat into some of Ben Jarvis Green and Ellis's carries. I love Reggie Bush this week. I like Doug Martin, and I cannot sit Adrian Peterson for the law firm. So there you go. Put the law firm on the bench. Dennis Pita or Marty B for the rest of the season? That's a good question. You know, Dennis Pita getting elevated over Dixon as the starting tight end starting this week in Baltimore. But Marty B, baby, looks pretty good to me. You know, Adrian Robinson and Bear Pasco, yeah, I don't think they're going to bite into much playing time for Marty B. So I like Marty B, man. I think this guy is a nice weapon, and he's only going to get better for Eli Manning and the New York Giants. You know, I heard a couple interviews as Eli Manning was making the rounds around the New York media, had a lot of praise for Marty B. So I think, you know, Marty B is a good choice, but Dennis Pita, hey, not going to knock you for that. Do you like Donald Brown as a flex this week? Yes, I do. Okay, I think we're pretty much caught up in the chat room. I'm going to go over to some of my news and notes, hit you with some quarterback news and notes. And first, I'm going to take a quick sip of coffee, if you don't mind. Ah, that was good. Thank you very much, guys. Rick Saratella, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show, breaking it down for the people now. This is how we're going to do it each and every week, 10 to 11 a.m. every Sunday morning for the rest of the season, followed by the Fantasy Sports Channel Show, Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show, only on the Fantasy Sports Channel. You know how we do it. Week 3 holiday. Oh, man. This ain't coffee. I got that Jamarcus Russell juice in my cup. I'm all juiced up on the purple drink. All right. Quarterbacks. Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. You know, 3 quarterbacks I like. I like Jay Cutler to rebound against St. Louis, okay? The best line of the week that I heard about the whole Jake Cutler, you know, Jake Gate, Cutler Gate, whatever you want to call it, you know, Peyton Manning pushes and shoves and yells at an offensive lineman. It's called leadership. Jay Cutler does it, and it's called complaining. Oh, yeah. I know you saw Peyton Manning yelling at his offensive lineman once or twice, something nice. Got to give a tip of the hat to Michael Lombardi at the NFL Network for that one, but it's so true. I mean, we criticize Jay Cutler, and I'm not a big fan of Jay Cutler, believe me. Believe me when I tell you, but I do think we ride this guy. I don't know why it's fun to pick on this guy, because he looks like that little dork in the cafeteria. You could take his lunch money and he'll just go, you know, cry in the corner or something. We just love to pick on this guy and abuse him. But I do think that he makes a nice rebound against St. Louis this week. So I would not hesitate to put Jay Cutler in the starting lineup of your fantasy football team. Ryan Fitzpatrick, yeah, I said it, versus the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland, Hayden, Joe Hayden's still serving that suspension, and the Cleveland Browns missing him dearly because they allow 300 yards passing a game during the first 2 weeks of the NFL season. I know the season is young, but it is the Cleveland Browns, and I think it's a sign of things to come today when Ryan Fitzpatrick lights up the Cleveland Browns secondary. Okay, and we have an interesting matchup today with the Colts and the Jaguars. Two young quarterbacks going at it. Two first-round picks, one from this year, one from last year. Give me Andrew Luck over Blaine Gabbert in fantasy football, in real life, and to get the W today on the Week 3 holiday. Okay, three quarterbacks I don't like. Peyton Manning. Woo-wee! Not looking good for you, my friends. Listen, this Houston Texans defense is nasty. I mean, you saw what happened to Peyton Manning last week. I mean, he's going to have less time to throw this week. He's going to have Connor Barwin, Brian Cushing, and the other kid with the long hair, Brooks Reed, chasing, hunting him down. J.J. Watt, Defensive Player of the Week. And don't forget about the Houston Texans secondary allowing a league low 124 passing yards a game, just 124 yards passing per game. I could see some more interceptions coming your way, my friend Peyton Manning, this week. So you are on my bench, sir. Now, you all know, following the show, I've been a big Christian Ponder believer. But, you know, I mentioned it briefly before against the 49ers. This is just a whole nother level, my friend. It's a level that you ain't ready for. So, therefore, I'm going to say do not, in case you were thinking about it, start Christian Ponder. And, of course, the Hurt Locker. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Jake Locker versus the Lions, forget about it. This guy doesn't even deserve to see daylight. I'm not sure if I would ever start Jake Locker, despite looking pretty good in that week number one. Okay, those were three that I like, three that I don't like. Now, here's some news and notes real quick for quarterbacks. Carson Palmer facing the Steelers. In 12 games with the Bengals, he went 4-8, had a 76 rating, 2,400 yards in 12 games, 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. You know, he looked pretty good last week with a bunch of no-name receivers. Carson Palmer is what he is. He's a damn near close 300-yard passer each and every week. Two touchdowns, two interceptions seems to be the protocol for Mr. Carson Palmer. Mark Sanchez, a little bit of a stiff back earlier in the week, has a favorable matchup against the Miami Dolphins this week. But let's remember those three big interceptions in the season finale last year for Mr. Sanchez against those same Miami Dolphins cost the Jets a playoff spot. So Mr. Sanchez, those three INTs in that season finale you picked last year, maybe still fresh on the mind. You know, here's something that really bothers me, and, you know, you could argue with me, I guess, but Kevin Cobb, if his wife goes into labor today, he's not going to the game. And I don't know about that. You know, I don't know about that. John Skelton returned to practice this week. I don't know if he's ready to go, but Kevin Cobb, he might spend his Sunday in the hospital if his wife goes into labor this morning. So avoid the avoid the Arizona quarterbacks at all costs. We've talked about RG3 a little bit. 70% completion percentage for a rookie so far. Not so bad, my friend. I do want to warn folks about Sam Bradford. You know, there's some serious stuff going here down here in St. Louis, okay? First off, Roger Saffold, out a month, his starting left tackle. So do you know who is going to start at left tackle for the next month? Jets fans, cover your ears. None other than Mr. Wayne Hunter. Yes, the same Wayne Hunter who couldn't block a fly with the Jets. Sam Bradford, you are in a lot of trouble, my friend. And Barry Richardson over at right tackle, oh, my God, ouch. Whew. It's going to be a rough month for Mr. Sam Bradford with these two guys starting at left and right tackle. Wayne Hunter starting at left tackle, oh, my God. You know, who's St. Louis playing again? Because that's a great IDP play. whoever that opposing defensive end is lining up against Wayne Hunter, you know, this is going to be ugly, folks, real ugly. And it's slipping my mind who St. Louis is playing. Damn it. And I have the schedule, and I still can't find him. But, yeah, that defensive end lining up opposite of Wayne Hunter, yeah, probably a good play. Matt Flynn, we talked about him. You know, he probably had this game circled on the calendar to face the Packers, but he is the backup. He mimicked Aaron Rodgers in practice this week. Of course, he lost the starting job to Russell Wilson. And in case you didn't see it, there was a report, Big Ben, Todd Haley, already had their first incident a couple weeks ago, kind of was swept under the carpet, but you saw this coming from far away. It was only a matter of time before Big Ben and Todd Haley clashed heads. Happened once already, Big Ben saying he just walked away. You know, Todd Haley is definitely a confrontational guy, so that'll be a situation worth monitoring as the season progresses, as the two do not see eye to eye on the direction that the offense is going. But Big Ben says, hey, I'm cool, I'm fine, whatever, playing politically correct. He's not cool, he's not fine. let's see, back over to the chat room before I break down some running back news and notes. Raymond Anderson wants to know Donald Brown or Stephen Ridley, and I'm going to go with the Ritalin man, Stephen Ridley. I think he's a very good play. Great value here, especially with the wide receiver situation murky. I think New England looks to pound the ball with Stephen Ridley against the Ravens. So Stephen Ridley all the way over Donald Brown for me. Kevin Smith or Peyton Hillis, this is a no-brainer. Peyton Hillis offers way more than Kevin Smith. What does Kevin Smith offer? 10 to 15 touches max and then an injury? Give me a break. Yeah, I like Hillis, baby. Keep it in the chat room. Should I drop Mark Sanchez for Ryan Tannehill? No. I don't like Tannehill myself. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. No, he looked good last week. But no, I wouldn't. I would drop Mark Sanchez, but not for Tannehill. you know, I don't think either one. Tannehill probably finish as the starter, but Sanchez, it's only a matter of time before it's Tebow time. So, you know, I would actually stash Tim Tebow over the both of them. Brandon Whedon, not, you know. And listen, you know what? Let me apologize right now to Mr. Brandon Whedon and eat some crow, because I did get on his case quite a bit last week. Kudos to Mr. Whedon and Trent Richardson for lighting it up last week, the two rookies delivering huge for the Cleveland Browns. Whedon with 318 yards passing, I believe. So kudos for Mr. Whedon bouncing back. Got to give props where props are due. Mac Bizzo in the chat. Donnie Avery, Dennis Pita, Law Firm, Need One, Flex. Okay. You know what? I think Donnie Avery has the upside here, but I think the Law Firm is the safer pick. I think Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is good for 20 touches, whereas Donnie Avery, you know, listen, sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle, and anyone who started Donnie Avery last week, that's exactly what happened. And Avery probably going to be the number two guy there in Indy. Austin Collie, I've heard mixed reports about him all week with the concussion issues. I think he did return to practice. We'll talk more about it when we get to wide receivers. But I'd go Law Firm myself, followed by Avery over Pita. Ben Jarvis Green Ellison, okay. St. Louis, non-PPR, Brandon Pettigrew or Kyle Rudolph. For me, this is a no-brainer. Pettigrew all the way. Tony Scheffler out in Detroit. More snaps for Pettigrew in Detroit. John Carlson, bigger role in Minnesota. We saw the beginning of that last week. Kyle Rudolph, awfully cold in Minnesota. So it's Brandon Pettigrew over Kyle Rudolph. That one was an easy one for me. Bada bing, bada boom club. Fantasy Football Insiders radio show. As I scan through the chat, I think we're caught up on the questions. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. You can always hit me on email, ric@NFLDraftBible.com. If you want a copy of the NFL Draft Big Board for 2013 and beyond, I feel, you know, be free to drop me an email. I'd love to give you a copy. And now we're going to talk about, one more question, and then we're going to talk about running backs. PPR league, give up Brandon Lloyd for Matt Forte. Currently I own, excuse me, there's no cough button here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Currently have Megatron, Julio Jones, Randall Cobb, Darren Sproles, Doug Martin, Michael Bush, Brandon Tate, Kendall Hunter, and picked up Ramses Barden. Well, that last pickup right there, Ramses Barden, seals the deal for me. I would roll the dice, take a risk on Forte, just because I believe Matt Forte, when healthy, can be a pretty productive piece for you. Plus, you have Michael Bush, so it guarantees you a starting running back situation no matter who goes down in Chicago there. And then I like Doug Martin as a workhorse. You can play Sproles as the flex, and you seem pretty stacked at receiver already with Megatron, Julio Jones, and a Ramses Barden. I think you can always find a guy like Brandon Lloyd on the waiver wire. For example, Lance Moore, Jerome Simpson this week. I'll give you some other guys in a little while. So, yes, I would trade Brandon Lloyd for Matt Forte. Okay. Back over to the running backs. Here's three that I like. Peyton Hillis, we already talked about it. Listen, the Saints are allowing 186 rushing yards per game through the first 2 weeks of the season. And it's a short body of work to judge a defense off of, but God, almost 200 yards rushing a game. So Peyton Hillis, I think, is going to be putting in some work. And with Jamaal Charles banged up, I like Peyton Hillis even that much more. Isaac Redman in deep leagues only, okay, against a poor Oakland Raiders run defense. Jonathan Dwyer with this turf toe injury. Listen, these turf toes do not go away. This injury will linger for the rest of the season. Guarantee it. So, only in deep leagues am I advising Isaac Redman against a very poor Oakland run defense. And speaking of poor run defenses, the number three running back that I like, Donald Brown. Yes, we talked about him earlier. Against Jacksonville. You know, Jacksonville, another one. 170 yards. They gave up 340 yards rushing so far in 2 weeks. So Donald Brown could have one of those rock'em sock'em games where he just busts out of nowhere and gets loose now, finds the end zone a couple times today against Jacksonville. I like Donald Brown. Of course, if you weren't listening earlier, the bonus pick is Alfred Morris. Again, Kyle Shanahan throwing that Terrell Davis label on him this week. Cincinnati allowing almost 6 yards a carry. Alfred Morris could have a career day against the Cincinnati Bengals. Bontez Burfict starting in place of Thomas Howard. We'll talk more about that later in the show if I have time. Woo, 43 minutes down, 17 minutes to go, baby. Keep the questions flowing in the chat room. I'll get to you in a second. Here's three I don't like. Sean Green. Talk about a stingy defense. You know, we talked about Bilal Powell is going to have an increased role, I think, for the Jets this week. And also the Dolphins, besides the fact that they always play the Jets tough, they are allowing just 2 yards a carry. 2 yards a carry. So that's pretty impressive in my opinion, which tells me, Sean Green, you're wasting my time this week. So is Cedric Benson. Seattle defense, stingy, especially against the run. Very stingy run defense. I don't like Cedric Benson this week. I could see something like, you know, 25 carries for 60 yards if he's lucky. And Detroit Lions running backs, you know, I mentioned it earlier. This is like the insane clown posse, three jokers. I value Jokey Bell. Who? Yeah, I said it. Jokey Bell is going to emerge one day as the Detroit Lions running back, but we've got to wait for these three clowns to get injured again. Well, Best is already hurt. LeSure come back today. That means he'll be hurt in about, 7 or 8 hours from now. And Kevin Smith, give me a break. All right. News and notes that I got for you at the running back position. Ryan Matthews, clavicle, returns. Curtis Brinkley, last week we saw him ding up his knee. Jackie Battle sighting in San Diego, 14 carries, 69 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So even though Matthews is returning this week, full throttle, so they claim, there will be some Jackie Battle involved, I believe. Okay? But the point here being is Jackie Battle has now moved ahead of Curtis Brinkley in the pecking order due to performance and injury. And Ronnie Brown, forget about that guy. His career is over. Yeah, he's on the roster, but he's buried way down below the depth chart. Steven Jackson, I saw a comment in the chat room assuming he's not going to play. I wouldn't assume that. He thinks he seems like he's going to play. He thinks he is anyway. He is a game time decision. He's been day to day with that groin injury. But even if he does play, I would expect the timeshare split with Darryl Richardson. I think Darryl Richardson gets the lion's share of the carry. Therefore, I am making Darryl Richardson more valuable than Steven Jackson this week. Now, Armando Allen is the backup to Michael Bush in Chicago. Just monitoring that situation as Matt Forte misses another week. Jamal Charles, we talked about the knee, practiced fully towards the end of the week. McCluster, shoulder, limited, making Peyton Hillis very enticing. Freddie Jackson, sprained right knee. He's out again, but they're saying this guy's making a miraculous comeback and could play as soon as next week. So milk C.J. Spiller while you can. Those of you who do have C.J. Spiller, enjoy it while it lasts, because this might be the last week he gets the full workload with Freddie Jackson returning in week 4 or week 5. So C.J. Spiller looking very good this week. We talked about the Detroit Lions. Daniel Thomas in Miami. You know, what a shame. Lamar Miller, inactive the week before, comes off the bench to, you know, rush for 65 yards on 10 carries last week. But Daniel Thomas now returns, diminishing the role of Mr. Lamar Miller. So stay away from both of those guys. Neither one really offers much. We talked about Beanie Wells over Ryan Williams in Arizona. You know, Ryan Williams being a little bit hesitant with the injury, not going all out. Mike Goodson, we had a Mike Goodson sighting last week. You know, he is now bothered by a hamstring injury, a game time decision, which could signal the return of Tywan Jones. And that means Tywan Jones, not Mike Goodson, would be the backup to Darren McFadden this week. Just something to keep an eye on, worth monitoring. Rashad Jennings, knee, doubtful, not expected to play. MJD, 13 touchdowns in 12 career games against the Indianapolis Colts, averages 100 yards a game for his career. So expect MJD to rebound. Didn't really do what I wanted him to do last week, but I expect that 100 yards and at least one touchdown minimum for MJD to get back on the board this week. Bernard Scott, we talked about him returning in Cincinnati, cuts into Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis a little bit, not too much, a little bit, maybe 5 to 8 rushing carries. Rashad Mendenhall expected to return in week numero 5. And we saw the fill-ins, Mr. Andre Brown and Mr. Ramses Barden on Thursday Night Football. You know, hey, listen, this guy, Andre Brown, always loved how he ran, had a whole heck of a lot of injury problems throughout his first 4 seasons, even in college, North Carolina State, always hurt. But this kid runs hard. He's a bulldozer. And I got news for you. I think Ahmad Bradshaw's got to take a back seat to this kid when he comes back. I'm sorry. Andre Brown runs too hard. He's actually a better player than what Ahmad Bradshaw is right now at this point in time. And Andre Brown, I'm sorry. Bradshaw, time for you to take a back seat, my friends. Andre Brown is making a name for himself. And David Wilson, poor guy, can't hold on to the football, saw just 4 offensive snaps on Thursday night, 4 snaps on offense. So all of you that were expecting big things from David Wilson, this could be a redshirt season for him, his rookie year, just 4 snaps on Thursday, until he can learn to protect the football. He will not be seeing the field anytime soon. So those are my running back news and notes. We got 10 minutes to go. Let's do it. Let's get it in rapid fire style. Back over to the chat room. Just a reminder, 11 a.m., Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. What do we got? Appreciate the comments and compliments in the chat room. Thank you very much. Danny Amendola or Eric Decker, non-PPR. Give me the red hot. Danny Amendola, 15 catches last week. I would not sit him. Eric Decker, you know, Demaryius Thomas was more targeted last week. We talked about the Texans' pass defense, best in the league. I think Peyton Manning has a rust-up day today. So I go Danny Amendola over Eric Decker. Mark Sanchez or Carson Palmer? I'm not thinking Mark Sanchez, my friend. Easy E, no siree. Too much of that West Coast living over there. I know, you know, you're on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. I see Sanchez on a regular basis. You see Palmer. I'll take Palmer. You take Sanchez. But look, Palmer does it with a bunch of no-names. You know, Sperano has a personal mission to destroy Miami. I think you see a lot of Wildcat. I think you see Tim Tebow this week. I think you see scoring opportunities taken away from Mark Sanchez, which is why I value Carson Palmer, in my opinion. Ravens defense or the Niners defense? Give me the Niners, man. You know, Ravens are playing New England, which, you know, I know Arizona handled them last week, but when you talk about 49ers defense, which is like the best in the league, they're going to be overwhelming for a Minnesota offense that just doesn't have many weapons, my friends. That one was easy. Trent Richardson, Doug Martin, and Adrian Peterson. Who would you want in a potential trade? You know, for the long haul, I'd go Doug Martin myself, just for this season. And which tight end do you trade, Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski? Boy, if you could play both of them, I'm not sure I'd trade either one of them. But if I had to trade one, it would be Gronkowski, just because when Aaron Hernandez does come back, there's more of a timeshare situation in terms of targets, whereas Jimmy Graham is just the man. So I do value Jimmy Graham over Rob Gronkowski. And yes, Breezo in the house. Good to see you, my friend. Ryan Matthews is playing for show. But like I did say earlier in the show, I do believe there will be some Jackie Battle involved with the Ryan Matthews. Okay, wide receivers. Three that I like. Julian Edelman, we talked about it. Brandon Lloyd, questionable. Hernandez out. Welker in the doghouse. Give me Julian Edelman. Lance Moore, 15 targets through the first 2 weeks. Marcus Colston, probably limited. Give me some Lance Moore this week. And Brian Hartline. You know, we wondered who was going to emerge as the Dolphins' go-to guy. Well, through the first 2 weeks, Brian Hartline has 20 targets, making him the man in Miami for deep leagues if you have to. You know, he is the guy for the Dolphins that you want to use, Brian Hartline, in Miami. Three I don't like. Well, first of all, Kevin Ogletree. This guy looks like a hot, cold, inconsistent type of fella. 11 targets in week one, just one target last week. For me, that's too risky of a proposition to play him in week three. He's on my bench. Doug Baldwin, shoulder, questionable. This guy had a hell of a season last year. Just 3 catches through the first 2 weeks, buried behind Sidney Rice, Golden Tate, and Braylon Edwards on the depth chart. Doug Baldwin, you are not only on my bench, you are off my roster, my friend. And the Tennessee Titans wide receivers, besides the fact that you have the Hurt Locker throwing you the ball, there's too many people in the mix here. Let it sort itself out. Kenny Britt, Nate Washington return as the starters. I think Kendall Wright has the most upside personally in the slot. And then you got Damian Williams in the mix. For right now, I'm going to avoid everybody at all costs on the Tennessee Titans wide receivers. Okay, some news and notes. Got 6 minutes to go. Let me get it in. We talked about Colston could be limited. Brandon Lloyd, questionable. Mike Wallace, bothered by a groin, but will play. Emmanuel Sanders, also probable with a knee injury. Jeremy Maclin out. Damaris Johnson in. Okay, Tulsa kid. Damaris Johnson starting for the Eagles. Only Jason Avant and Marty Gilliard will be active this week. So only four wide receivers active for the Eagles. Riley Cooper also inactive. So it's going to be D-Jax, Damaris Johnson, Jason Avant, and Marty Gilliard active for the Eagles today. Greg Jennings with the groin says he will play, but he will probably see limited reps. Pierre Garçon not expected to play, according to Mike Shanahan. Austin Collie with the concussion. He returned to practice fully this week, but I don't know. That makes him questionable to me still. I think Donnie Avery is a good flex play in deeper leagues. He busted out loose last week. Greg Little has a little bit of a nagging back injury, but he is probable. I'm still not playing him, even though he had a good week last week. Donald Jones from the Bills, 90% of snaps played, but targeted just three times. We talked about the Bills' favorable matchup this week. I like Donald Jones to have a bust-out week this week in week number three. Donald Jones, if he's on your waiver wire, might be a good pickup. Also, expect Aurelius Ben to see an increased role in Tampa Bay. I think they're going to get him involved more in that slot. And the Saints, you know, this is just a sign that Marcus Colson probably will be limited, because if you watch the NFL preseason, then you know all about Travaris Cadet, who lit up the preseason for the Saints. He's going to be getting a look-see at wide receiver today. They did practice him at wideout this week. I'm not telling you to go pick him up, but definitely monitor this situation. Cadet, C-A-D-E-T, Travaris, first name. Monitor that in New Orleans. Travaris Cadet could get some looks at wideout this week, okay? No Show 53 wants to know, sit one, non-PPR, McFadden, Doug Martin, Reggie Bush, or C.J. Spiller, if I had to sit one for this week and this week only, how the heck did you get these four guys? I would definitely play D-Mac, I would definitely play Reggie Bush, and I would definitely play C.J. Spiller, so I would sit Doug Martin, my friend. Going back over to the chat room, Colston or Brown in a non-PPR, I guess you mean Antonio Brown, so that makes it easy for me. Antonio Brown with Colston limited. Mike Wallace having hamstring injury issues. Antonio Brown over Marcus Colston. Ryan Matthews or Lance Moore? Give me Lance Moore all day. We don't know what Ryan Matthews is yet. PPR flex, Eric Decker, Aljack Robinson, or D. Rich? Give me Dow Richardson. Like I said, Demaryius Thomas, not Eric Decker, is getting majority of the looks. Texans defense too good. Leonard Hankerson, not Aljack Robinson, getting the start in Washington. So I like Dow Richardson in St. Louis. Okay, and Donald Brown or Peyton Hillis this week. Both have good situations, but I will take Peyton Hillis for my bang for the buck. Okay, little few more notes that I have. I like Brandon Pettigrew, 30th ranked defense against Tennessee, second on the team in targets. Tony Scheffler out. Scott Chandler, his role is going to increase in Buffalo. Has a touchdown in each of the first two games. Give some love to Scott Chandler. And Colby Fleener, seems like he and Luck are picking right where they left off in Stanford. Stanford, he's got 8 catches, 98 yards for the first two games. Today, against Jacksonville, I think he gets his first touchdown from Mr. Colby Fleener. I don't like is Dustin Keller, who is now out. Jeff Cumberland, my neighbor over here, is going to be starting in his place. Kyle Rudolph, we talked about. John Carlson eating into his playing time. And Jared Cook, I just don't expect him to do too much against Detroit today. Todd Heap, knee, game time decision. Rob Hausler is the guy there if you're really in a desperation need. And Kellen Winslow Jr., who just signed with the Patriots this week, will be active Sunday night. I do have some defensive IDP miscellaneous news and notes that I'm going to review, because the show does carry over the 11 a.m. mark. But those of you listening on the Fantasy Sports Channel will now be carried over to the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. So I want to give a shout-out to Fantasy Taz for holding down the chat room until his show starts at 11. Definitely hop on over to there at 11 a.m. I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to do about a little 2 minutes extra after we say goodbye. But Rick Saratella here, Fantasy Football Insiders, you there. We're going to do this each and every week, 10 to 11, commercial-free, nonstop, can't stop, won't stop. This is how we do it, so make sure you come and join us. And, you know, I got some news and notes here that I'm going to hit you with. So those of you who are going to go over to the Fantasy Taz Show, if you're listening on the Fantasy Sports Channel, thanks for riding out with us, rocking on all season long. You know how we do. Okay, now, defense IDP miscellaneous notes. Polamalu, Jane Harrison, both out against the Raiders. They'll probably both come back in week five after that week four bye, along with Rashard Mendenhall. So the Steelers here are going to get stronger as the season goes on. Atlanta, they got Sean Weatherspoon is questionable. Chris Owens out against San Diego. So that Falcons defense a little banged up. Cincinnati, IDP play, Carlos Dunlap at defensive end. He returns this week, double-digit sacks last season. Also, Dre Kirkpatrick right around the corner, the first-round pick, the cornerback from Bama, also on his way back. So the Bengals defense getting a little bit healthier after losing Thomas Howard earlier in the season. Leon Hall, by the way, is questionable for the Bengals today. Brandon Merriweather, remember him? He makes a season debut at safety for the Redskins against the Bengals. Louis Delmas is out, but Detroit is getting their starting cornerbacks back this week. That is none other than Bill Bentley and Chris Houston return. Aaron Henderson out against the 49ers. Jasper Brinkley is in. He's a tackling machine at middle linebacker for the Vikings. I like Jasper Brinkley. Cowboys banged up. Ratliff, Coleman, Spears, Sensabaugh all might not play. Cowboys defense a bad play in fantasy football this week. Revis Island says he returns against the Dolphins, so the Jets get a boost. Here's an interesting nugget for you, because I have Chris Long in one of my leagues. IDP play. Play Chris Long today. He has 12 quarterback hurries, zero sacks. He faces Gabe Kareemi, who has allowed 11 quarterback pressures. So you know what that tells me? That's a recipe for some sacks. I think Chris Long gets some sacks on the board against St. Louis today. Mario Williams faces a rookie offensive tackle in Mitchell Schwartz. So, you know, Mario Williams, Super Mario, doing all this crying this week. You got a rookie tackle that you're facing. Do something about it, okay? And also, just two last notes here. Chargers middle linebacker Donald Brown, one of the few players to play every snap so far. 116 defensive snaps so far through the first 2 weeks. So IDP, especially those who count tackles, Donald Butler of the Chargers, doesn't come off the field, folks. What more can you ask for? And the matchup of the week that I will keep my eye on, it's just going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun to watch, which is Andre Johnson versus Champ Bailey this week. Week three showdown, definitely going to be checking that out. Cadet. Yes, he's listed as running back, but he got some reps at wide receiver this week, so keep an eye on that. Thank you for all the chat room love. Been one heck of a show. That's 60 minutes of nonstop funk. You know how we do it. And till next week, we're going to do it every week, 10 to 11 a.m., commercial-free, right here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Check that out, thefantasysportschannel.com. Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show in progress as we speak. Hop on over to that. NFL Draft Bible Big Board, if you want a copy, email me, RIC@NFLDraftBible.com. Of course, you can reach me throughout the week if you have any questions. Woo! With that being said, folks, you know how we close the show. It's time to go. And unfortunately, until next week, it's about that time that we...
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I'm about to say it.